We'd like to dedicate this shiur to the memory, Lili Nishmas, of Michal ben Hirsch Yosef, whose first yahrzeit is today. Today's shiur is on this past Shabbos, which was called Shabbos Shkolim, and we begin, first of all, I usually say over from Rabbi Schlesinger, this past Shabbos I was in Flatbush and I had the schus to hear Shalashudas Torah from Rav Avram, Harav Agoin, Rav Avram Shor Shlita, and he said a beautiful pshat in the name of the Chedushe Harim, the Ger Rebbe, where we see a connection between the Parsha of Shkolim that we read, which is from Parshas Kisisa, where it tells Klal Yisrael is told that they have to give a machtzis hashekel, a half shekel, to be counted, and each Jew would give a machzah shekel, and all those shkolim were taken together, and from those shkolim, korbonos, sacrifices, were bought and were shechted and brought on the mizbeach. So there is a connection between Shabbos and shkolim, because the parsha there begins, Se'u Es Roish Kol Hadas B'nei Yisrael, that you should lift up, which means you should count the heads of each and every Jew. So the Chedushe Harim says, lift up the word Rosh, Reish Aleph Shin. If you lift it up one notch, one letter higher in the Aleph base, what do you get? Reish, one up is Shin, Aleph, one up is Beis, and Shin, one up is Tav. So Roish becomes Shabbos. So we see right over here, which is going to be the theme of our shir today, a connection between the mitzvah of giving shkolim, parsha shkolim, and Shabbos. So in fact, Rav Tzadik HaKohen asks a question. We find the Mishnah tells us, ba'echad ba'ador mashmim al shkolim. From the first day of Ador, the messengers of Beis Din would go out and proclaim that everyone has a mitzvah before Purim to give the machzis hashekel. If you remember that there's a medrash that says that in the schus of the shkolim that Bnei Yisrael gave, that warded off the shkolim that Haman gave to Achashverosh. Haman gave Achashverosh shkolim so that he should have the right to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem said, I'm giving you a mitzvah of shkolim that will preempt the shkolim of Haman. So already at the first of Ador, the Beis Din sends out messengers, tell all the people to give the machzah shekel. So Rav Tzadik HaKohen asks, if that is so, why do we read Parsha Shkolim, which is the first, as we know, there are four parshios that come before Chag HaPesach, and they are Shabbos Shkolim, Shabbos Parsha Zohar, and Parshas Poro, and Parshas HaChodesh. So the first one is Shabbos Shkolim. The question asked Rav Tzadik, why do we read it on Shabbos? It has nothing to do with Shabbos. In fact, it's the very antithesis of Shabbos, it would seem, because it's muktzah. You can't even give shkolim on Shabbos. So we should read it. The Rosh Chodesh Ador, which we just had this week, Sunday, Monday. So on Rosh Chodesh, Echad Bador, that's when we proclaim the Shabbos, the Parsha Shkolim. That's when we should read Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Kisisa in the Torah. That's the question of Rav Tzadik. The second question, which we can ask, we're going to ask here a number of questions and then hopefully give an answer. The second question is, why is it called Shabbos Shkolim? If the person just has to give a machzis hashekel, he's not even giving one whole shekel, he's giving a half a shekel. Why Lashon Rabbim Parsha Shkolim? So on this, we would seem to find an answer in the Paiton. Many people during Shemoneh Esrei, in Chazaras Hashatz, they say piyutim on these special, these Shabbosim. These are special tfilos that were made by great people. And in it, we speak about the shkolim that Avram gave to Ephron to buy in Hebron, the place of the Moris HaMachpelah. Those shkolim. So we say in the schus of the shkolim that Avram gave to Ephron, so you should help us, Hashem. We also say in the schus of the shkolim that David gave to buy the makom of the Beis HaMikdash, you should help us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that answers the question why it's Barabim. Shabbos shkolim, Because we're not only referring to the machzis ha-shekel that every Jew had to give before Purim, we're also referring to the shkolim that Avram gave, that David HaMelech gave. The question is, though, what's the understanding? We've answered the question why it's barabim, why it's plural, many shkolim. But why, in fact, is it important? What does David HaMelech and Avram Avinu, what does their giving of shkolim have to do with Parsha shkolim? Now, we have Shabbos. Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos was written in Parshas Beshalach, in Parshas Yisroi, and as we'll soon see, there's one pasuk where it's written in Parshas Shoftim, in Parshas Mishpatim. It was written in Parshas Beshalach, number one, by the mon, that you weren't allowed to go out and collect the mon on Shabbos. It also was written that it says there's a pasuk Shom Som Loichaku Mishpat, which Chazal say that before Maimon Har Sinai, before the Torah was given on Sinai, there were already some mitzvahs that were given in a place called Mora, and one of those mitzvahs that was given in a place called Mora was Shabbos. So that's a second mention. In Parshas Yisroi, we have Shabbos mentioned, of course, because it says Zocher Esyoyim HaShabbos LeKatzoy. So that's part of the Aseres HaDibros. In Parshas Mishpatim, we also have Shabbos mentioned in one pasuk, and the pasuk says that you should keep the Shabbos, but it adds something which wasn't there before. It says that the pasuk says Sheishes Yomim Tasem Asecha, 6 days you should do your work, Uvayoyim Ashvi Tishbois, and on the seventh day you should rest. That everybody should rest. Your ox, your donkey, your servant should rest. The ger should rest. So the Ramban already asks, what does it mean, laman? You should not do malach on Shabbos. You should rest. Why? Because your donkey and your ox should rest. I mean, your donkey and your ox should also rest. But the main thing is that you should rest. And from here it seems the pasuk is saying, keep the Shabbos, why? Laman, in order that your ox and donkey should rest. Is that the main reason of Shabbos? That my ox should rest? He also has to rest, but that's not the purpose. How do we understand that? So one final question. We find in when the Torah speaks about the Mo'adim, the Yom Tovim, it says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amar to lahem, these are my holidays. So we would think that the pasuk would right away start with Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. No, it starts with Shabbos. Sheishes yomim tasa melacha uvayoyim ashri Shabbos, Shabbos, and Shabbos hi Lashem b'chol Moshe Oseichem. So the Rashi already brings, we're speaking about the Mo'adim, which are the holidays, and we start off with Shabbos. The Rashi answers, to lametcha, to teach you, whoever desecrates Yom Tov, it's as if he desecrates Shabbos. The cholam akayim esmayadis, whoever keeps the Yom Tovim, malon alav kilu kimas haShabbos, it's as if you kept Shabbos. Question is, what's the link? There's possible that a person keeps Shabbos, he's careful in Shabbos, but he's negligent in Yom Tov. Yom Tov is easier than Shabbos. Shabbos, if a person chas v'shalom b'mezid, is Machal Shabbos. There's a punishment when we have a Bezdin. A person, if he was warned and he says, I don't care, I'm going to do it anyway, and he knows it's wrong, he would get one of the Arba Mises Bezdin, Skila. However, if he's Machal Yontif, he does a Malacha work on Yontif, he only gets lashes. So Yontif is not as severe as Shabbos. So you could have a person who's afraid to get Skila, and he won't be Machal Shabbos, but Yontif, he'll be lax in Yontif. Why is there a link, according to Rashi, whoever keeps Yontif, it means he keeps Shabbos. Whoever doesn't keep Yontif, it's as if he desecrates the Shabbos. What is the understanding of this link that we have together? So the answer, Rabbi Schlesinger wanted to suggest to all these questions as follows. When we think about the extra pasuk that we have in Parshas Mishpatim, which we mentioned, what's extra, what is the new thing in that pasuk? The new thing is, there's a word, Bayoyim Ashvi Tishbois, you should rest. Until now, in Parshas Beshalach, and in Parshas Yisroi, where we spoke about Shabbos, it was negative. Loisase kol malacha. Don't do any of the lametes malachas. The Chinuch says what's new in Parashat Mishpatim is we have a mitzvah asay to rest. Now, we would think that Shabbos, which is a low sasa and an asay, don't do any of the 39 forbidden malachas, and do rest, we would think that it's different than chametz and matzah, for example. By chametz and matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you should eat matzah. You can have a person who won't eat chametz on Pesach, but he didn't yet fulfill the mitzvah sasei of eating matzah. That's a separate thing. This, but by Shabbos, we would think that if I don't do any of the 39 malachas, automatically I did the mitzvah sasei of resting. If I didn't do work, so I did tishbois. That's what we would think. So the Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah tells us that that's wrong. And how do we get to this? By first understanding what does the word Shabbos mean? What does the word tishbos mean, to rest? So in fact, there's a sefer, the Akedah, I believe was a Rishon. The Akedah says that on Shabbos, whenever you mention the day of Shabbos, you should call it not Shabbos, but you should call it, and we find it sometimes in the davening, Yom HaManoach HaZeh, this day of resting. Don't call it Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos, he says, refers to lo sasa kol malacha, don't work, and it also refers to resting, tishbos. But when we want to speak about Shabbos, he says the main emphasis we want to put is on resting. So what word do I have that stresses resting? That's manoach. Manoach means to rest. So if I want to give a word that will tell me the main thing of Shabbos, which is to rest, take the word manoach. On this, the Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah disagrees. And he says, no, keep the word Shabbos. Don't use the word manoach. Why? Because what does tishbos mean? What is the definition of the word Shabbos? The definition of the word Shabbos, I'm going to quote him, is Yom miyuchad le'iyun v'chakira binyani Hashem. It's a special day that Hashem set aside to think and meditate about spirituality. She'yichad o'adam ashyoyim ashvi, a person should set aside the seventh day of the week, Shabbos, that he should focus his attention on spiritual things, not on physical things. So therefore, it's possible, says the Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah, that a person can stop working and not do any one of the Lamates Malachas, Midaraisa, and not even Midarabbanan, anything that the rabbis also, he can keep 100% don't do work, and yet he's not a Shomer Shabbos. It's not automatic. It's like Chametz and Matzah. It comes out, it is like Chametz and Matzah. You can stop eating Chametz, it doesn't mean you fulfilled the mitzvah of Matzah. You can not do Loisasa Komalacha, and it doesn't mean yet you're a Shomer Shabbos. Because Shomer Shabbos means, as the Pasuk says, we say it in Kiddush, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, and this is the theme of this shir. How does a Jew make the Shabbos? The Pasuk says, Lasois as a Shabbos. L'dorosam bris olam, that they should make the Shabbos for their future generation. How do you make Shabbos? If anything, Shabbos is you don't make anything. You stop doing malacha. So what does it mean, lasos es Shabbos? The answer is, if Shabbos, as the definition of the Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah is, that I have to focus my entire thinking process, my energy on Shabbos has to be dedicated to spirituality, so then I'm lasos es Shabbos. That's how I make the Shabbos. By separating myself from all my material pursuits that I do during the 6 days of the work week, and I connect myself on Shabbos to spirituality. And that's what the Pasuk says, Shabbos Lashem Alekecha. You have to make it. And unfortunately, Rabbi Schlesinger pointed out, it's possible that a person, spiritually, Shabbos could be the worst day of the week for a person. It's possible. Because if he sees in Shabbos only that Shabbos is a great day to make up for all the lost sleep that I have the entire week, and Shabbos, we're going to have that delicious cholent and kishken. That's all. Yes, you have to have onig on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, midivrei neviim, but it has to be os tisanek al Hashem. The Oyinik Shabbos has to be connected to Hashem. It has to be focused on spirituality. But if a person just sees Shabbos as a day where he can go from one Kiddush to another, where he can sleep, as they call it, a bagel, 12 hours in the early winter nights, that you can get a bagel full of sleep, and that's his whole Shabbos. There's nothing spiritual in it. Then it's not Shabbos Lashem Alekecha. It's not Lasois as a Shabbos. He's not making the Shabbos. He's not doing any work. He's not over on any Losasa. But is he doing the Shabbos? Is he Shomer Shabbos? No. Shabbos, the Svarim tell us, a person goes back to his Shoresh. He's divorced from all his mundane activities, and he's able to focus on his pnimius, on the essence of what a Jew should be. And that's almost impossible for a person to do it, and this is all the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah explaining this, in the 6 days of work, when he's busy with all the things, material things that his body needs, and the part of him, which is the chelek habahami of a person. And here's what's going to come in. I'll say it now. Leman yanuach sharcha v'chamarecha. It's not speaking about your ox and donkey. None of us own ox and donkeys. We don't have stables and gardens and fields where we have ox and donkeys. You know who the ox and donkey is? That's the ox and donkey within ourselves. Shabbos is the day where the physical part of us gets a rest, and we're able to focus our mind on spirituality. That's the sharchav, your ox and your donkey that's within you. That should take a rest on Shabbos Kodesh, and to go away from those things that are away from spirituality. That is what we mean where lasay says Shabbos, a person should make Shabbos. And actually, this yesod of the Ksav HaKabbalah is brought down in a Rishon. The Rishon is the Sipur non Chumash. In Parshas Veschanan, the Pasuk says, where it also, that's the Aseres HaDibros, which are repeated in Parshas Veschanan in Dvorim. It says, Shomor Hashem HaShabbos HaKachoy, Kasher Tzifcha Hashem Lekecha. Make holy the Shabbos, as Hashem commanded you. Where did Hashem command you? Says Rashi, like He commanded you in Mora. We said before that in the place Mora, before the Torah was given at Sinai, we already were commanded with Shabbos. Says the Sipurna, what's so great about Mora? Why do we bring that up? Because by Mora, it says in Parshas Beshalach, which was three Parshas ago, in Parshas Beshalach it says, the same way Kasher Tzivcha on Shabbos, so it says the Sipurna, Hashem is telling you, it's not enough that you're Mekadesh the Shabbos by resting from Malacha. Exactly what the Ksav HaKabbalah said. Avol shetasik boy b'Torah v'mitzvos. You have to be Isaac in Torah mitzvahs, as the Pasuk there says, by Mora, v'hayosher b'ein of tasev azanto l'mitzvosov. The Pasuk says, Im shamaya tishma b'kol Hashem lekecha. If you'll listen to Hashem's voice, vayosher bein of tasa, and you'll do what's straight in His eyes, vezantel mitzvosav, and you will listen to His mitzvahs, shamarta b'chukav, and you'll keep His commandments. So that is going back to the mitzvah of Shabbos that was given in Mora. So it comes out, says the Sipurna, that's what it says in Parshas Veschanan. Keep the Shabbos like I commanded you. Where did I command you? In Mora. And what did I tell you in Mora? That the essence of Shabbos is not the cholent that you eat. That's a part of Shabbos. But the essence is that you focus on spirituality, that you're going to do Tishma b'kol Hashem lekecha, v'yosher bein of tasev, azantel mitzvosav, v'shamart b'chukav. And as you're going to use the Shabbos for the real Shabbos, which is Torah mitzvahs, that is the purpose of Shabbos. And then the Sipurna again in Parshas Emor says on the pasuk, Eilehem moyadoi, moyadei Hashem asher tikroi sam mikroi kodesh. You have to call them holy days. And what is that first holy day? Shabbos. Omnam kishaloi tikroi sam mikroi kodesh. If you're not going to make it holy, avol yiu mikroi choyol. They're going to be secular. The osak b'chayei shah v'tanugos b'nei adam b'vad lo yiyu moy adai. Hashem says they're not going to be my. They're not going to be dedicated to me, Hashem. If you're going to, if your whole Shabbos and your whole Yontif will be only the physical, on the good potato kugel, on the chopped liver, if that's going to be your whole focus of Shabbos, Avol yiyu moyadechem son of nafshi, it's going to be your holiday. It's not my holiday. You're not dedicating it to me. You're dedicating it to yourself. As Rabbi Shradron, just to hit me right now, Rabbi Shalom Shradron, Zechetzal Gavracha, once said a person, they saw him eating fish with relish. So I don't mean with relish on the fish. I mean with great gusto. So they asked him, why are you eating it? So he says, I love fish. So Rabbi Shradron says that he doesn't love fish. He loves zich. He loves himself. So well, that's why he's eating fish. So in other words, if we focus our whole thing on the physical part of Shabbos, then it's not moyadoi. It's not Hashem's yontiv. It's your yontiv. And that is not pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. Let us go one step further. We speak about an Adam Gadol, a great person. So Rabbi Schlesinger pointed out we don't find that almost at all in Tanakh. An Adam Gadol means like a great Rashiv, a great Talmud Chacham. He's an Adam Gadol. What does the term Gadol mean? So he answered that in last week's Parsha Mishpatim, we find the clue. What does it mean to be a great man? And this will also explain why Shabbos is called. What do we refer to Shabbos in benching? We refer to it as Yom HaGodol VaKodesh HaZeh. This holy day we understand. What does it mean it's a great day? Also in benching, we speak about El Abayis HaGodol VaKodesh. Beis HaMikdash, this big and holy Beis HaMikdash. Holy, we understand. What's Gadol? There were buildings in the world that are much greater, much bigger than the World Trade Center we had a few blocks away from us, which is much bigger than the Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean it's great? So he said that we find the definition in last week's Parsha, Parsha Mishpatim. It says at the end of the Parsha that there were people, great people, they were sitting around and they saw prophecy. Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael, they saw Hashem. V'tachas raglav, under the feet of Hashem, they saw a vision. Kemase livnois hasaper, ukeatzim hashemayim latoyar. They saw, Rashi says, the brick. Hashem kept with him a brick from Mitzrayim to remind himself of all the suffering that the Jewish people did in building up Mitzrayim. So they saw this crystal clear vision of the heaven. They saw the brick. And then it says, Ve'el atzilei b'nei Yisrael, lo shalach yorei. Hashem did not punish the atzilei b'nei Yisrael. We'll soon explain what the word atzilei means. Vayechsu es olekim, they saw Hashem. Vayoichlu vayishtu, they ate and they drank. So the word atzilei means, the Targum says, Ravravi, the great ones. Rashi says atzilei means gedolim. These were great men. Now, they weren't punished. They should have been punished. Why should they have been punished? They did something coarse here. The gus, coarse. What was coarse? They see a vision of Hashem, and what do they do at the same time? They're eating and drinking. That it's not the right thing to do. So it says that later they were punished. But right now, after Matan Torah, Hashem didn't take away from Matan Torah. He didn't want to punish them at this time. But even though they did something wrong, which they deserved the punishment for, but yet they were able to do it. In other words, their timing wasn't right. But they're considered atzilei, which means another word for gadol. Because the definition of gadol, explained Rav Schlesinger, a beautiful pshat from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says there's on a person there are atzilei. It's called atzilei yadayim. Atzilei yadayim are your shoulders that are connected to your arms that are connected to your shoulder. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, I don't understand this word. This word is a contradiction. Why? Because on the one hand, it comes from the fact of Eitzel. Your hands are next to your body. But on the other hand, Eitzel means next. On the other hand, we find that when Moshe gave his spirit to Yeshua and to other people in Klal Yisrael, to the 70 elders, it says that Hashem took from the spirit of Moshe, and the lashon of the pasuk is that vayatzel min haruach. Hashem took from the spirit of Moshe, and he gave it away to the others. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner asks, I don't understand. Is the word atzile etzel, next, close, or is the word spreading out, far away? And the answer Rav Chaim Volozhiner said is that both are true. That the arms of a person are close to a person, they're attached to a person, they're attached to his shoulders, but the arms are the same limbs that a person can stretch out and he can hug somebody. He can bring, they're the greatest part of a person, which they can be mespashet. They can stretch themselves out and incorporate someone else and draw that person near. So both things are true. They're etzel, they're next to your body, and yet they're able to protrude and spread out from your body and affect those around you. So that's the pshat in a gadol. The godless of these Nevi'im who saw this vision was that it was not a stira. The Ramban says they ate a sudas mitzvah. It still was not appropriate. They're going to get a punishment. But what we're focusing on is why were they called gadol? Because in order to be able to see a vision of Hashem and at the same time be able to eat and drink, and you're eating a sudas mitzvah, that has to be an Adam Gadol. Most people, it's a contradiction. How can I be eating and drinking and at the same time I see the clearest vision of Hashem with a brick in heaven? That would be a contradiction. To Gedolim, it's not a contradiction. They're able to be Makadesh, to uplift, to bring the Gashmias up to the level of spirituality. What's that? Because it still was not... It wasn't a even though they were able to do it, and their suda is a sudas mitzvah. It's not a coarse suda. Like by us, we couldn't do both things at the same time. The fact that they were able to do both shows how gadol they were. But still, there's a tvi on them that it's not appropriate. There's something. It's still, even though it's a sudas mitzvah, it should in such a moment of vision. Even though you're able to be Makadosh and uplift the Gashmias to make it spiritual, but still, it was not an appropriate thing. Now, what is Shabbos? The whole purpose of Shabbos is that we take the Gashmias and that we elevate it. Of course, you have to have Gashmias, but on Shabbos. But the idea is the focus is on the spirituality. So now, we see why Shabbos is called Yom Gadol V'Kadosh. You know what's Gadol about Shabbos? Not only when a person davens and he listens to the Kriyas HaTorah and he learns on Shabbos, he does mitzvahs on Shabbos, but the Gadol is the same like we had before, that you're able to uplift the Gashmias and make it Ruchnias. Whenever you can uplift Gashmias and make it spiritual, then that gets a title of Gadol. And now we see a very good connection with Parsha Shkolim. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parsha Kisisa, the idea of Machzis HaShekel is half. If you go a little over half, then it's not a half anymore, it's its own entity. In other words, if you have two halves, you have a circle, and you took two halves out of the circle. If they're exactly half, you could put them both back in. If it would come out that one is half exactly and the other one is a little more than half, that other one won't be able to fit into to that space. Then it becomes its own entity. So machzis means exactly half on half. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya that a person is gashmi and ruchni. We are, which the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says, a pella. It's a pella how we live together, spiritual and physical together. But that's what we are. So the idea of the shkolim is it has to be machzis, means you shouldn't hurt the spiritual side, you shouldn't hurt the physical side. If a person doesn't take care of them physically, then they can't serve Hashem either. Both of them have to be exactly. The word shkolim means you have to do it with a mishkol. You have to do it with understanding, with meditation, with thinking. You have to weigh. How much do I do for this? How much do I do for this? That's why Avram, what is called the Ha'odom HaGadol Ba'anakim. Avram is called a Gadol. Because what was Avram's whole work in this world? He invited people into his tent, he gave them food, and then he said, bench to Hashem, make a bracha to Hashem. He took the physical and he made it spiritual. That's why Avram is called the Gadol. The Beis HaMikdash, what was the Bayis HaGadol VaKadosh? What's so big about it? Not big in space, but it's also, it's a place where we deal with animals, we're shechting, we're bringing karbonos, but we're elevating these physical things to spiritual. Whenever you can elevate physical into spiritual, then it becomes a Gadol. So now we have an answer to our question, why do we have Parsha Shkolim on Shabbos? The answer is these two are linked together. Because Shabbos is the day of the week where we're able, and the goal of Shabbos is to focus on spiritual. But we use the physical for our goal to come to spiritual. And that then we should take the lesson of a regular Shabbos, which we learned from Shabbos Shkolim, and give that over to our weekday activity. That even in the weekday where we're more involved with physical, we should try to keep the Shabbos message throughout the whole week. That part of my life is physical, but don't forget the machtzis hashekel. Don't forget the other half that you have to focus on in this world. That you have to focus on spirituality. And that now explains the connection between Yom Tov and Shabbos. We say in Shemoneh Esrei, on Shabbos Yontiv, when it comes out together, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Who makes the Zmanim? Who makes Yontiv? Bezdin. When Bezdin sees the new moon, then they say it could be either the 30th day, or it could be the 31st day of the new moon, depending when Bezdin decides. Based on the Psak of Bezdin, when the new month starts, that's when Pesach will be either a day earlier or a day later. So who's Mekadesh Dizmanim? Yisrael. But where does Yisrael get its Kedusha from? Yisrael gets its Kedusha from Shabbos. Says the Chedusha Arim, that just like anything that touches a keli in the Beis HaMikdash, a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash, became holy with the Kedusha of that vessel, and all the laws, all the dinim that apply to that kli shoris, that vessel that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, applies to whatever touches it. So too, you know where a Jew gets his holiness from? He gets his holiness because he touches Shabbos. So now it's very good. If you keep Yontiv, that means you touch Shabbos. If you don't keep Yontiv, that's a proof that you didn't touch Shabbos. If you didn't sanctify Yontiv, it means you're not holy. You know why you're not holy? Because you didn't get holy from Shabbos. So the Rashi says there's a link. The first of the Yom Tovim is Shabbos. If you keep Yontiv, you keep Shabbos. If you don't keep Yontiv, it's a proof that you didn't keep Shabbos. Because if you kept Shabbos properly, you were nogeya, you touched Shabbos, then Shabbos really affected you. If your Shabbos was Lashem, then you would get affected, then you would be able to be Mekadesh the other Yom Tovim. The Radak says in the name of Rav Sadia Goyen, Oz tis'aneg el Hashem. Your tainuk should be al Hashem, on Hashem. But he says, not like the fools, which says, loinoa leksil tainuk. For a fool, it's not good tainuk. Because what is a fool going to do with tainuk? He's going to get involved only in the tainuk. He's going to wind up, it's going to be his tainuk. His tainuk has to be, as the Pasuk says, al Hashem. And finally, he brought a chaye adam. The chaye adam says that yachol adam lizboinen ulenasos. A person can think about this and test. Ki kasher yachon adam es data. When a person prepares his mind, v'tia yiras Hashem b'libo, he'll have fear in his heart. Be'emes, true fear. V'yiu ma'aser ritzuyin, and he'll have good actions. Oz bevadai la'acher, there are people who are noach to go to a mikveh every erev Shabbos. He goes to the mikveh. And even if you don't go to the mikveh, but he'll have kavona ritzuya, lekabel kedusha Shabbos. In other words, if a person thinks erev Shabbos, I'm approaching the holy Shabbos, and he does hachonas, he doesn't just prepare the cholent and the potato kugel and the kishke and the chicken, etc., etc., but he prepares himself for the focus of lasoy sesa Shabbos. I'm going to make this Shabbos. It's going to be a meaningful Shabbos. So yavin b'daitosh and etosiv lo neshama yisera. He will feel, if he prepares himself mentally, erev Shabbos, he'll feel that he's getting that extra neshama. Ki yargish b'nafsha yiris haroimim ha'shaboloi ad shetidbak boy ava v'yiris Hashem. Many people have told me this, that when they prepared themselves on Friday, they felt, as the Shabbos is coming, that the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Neshama Yisrael, was coming into them. They felt spiritually greater than the rest of the week, already Erev Shabbos. And a person should think, says the Chayodam, that if a king was coming to his house, how he would feel, what the awe he would have. So certainly, if a person realizes that Hashem, Melech Malchi, Amlochim is coming to his house, the King of Kings is coming, so certainly he will honor the Shabbos in a proper way. He brought from Reb Chaim Friedlander, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was the Mashgiach of Ponovitchi Yeshiva, who says that he recommends that every person on Friday should take 15 minutes out and learn Hilchos Shabbos, speak about the Kedusha of Shabbos. If a person, and this doesn't have to be in 50 minutes right before Shkia, or right before Hadlakas Neiris, when people are all always hectic, no matter how late Shabbos Friday is, but people are always hectic last week. That's what he says. A few weeks ago, Shabbos was 4:10. Now it's 5:10. So we have an extra hour, and yet it'll be hard for us to find those 15 minutes. But if you can't do it right before Shabbos, do it during the afternoon. The point is that if a person speaks about Shabbos and learns about Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, so automatically, says the Chai Adam, he will put himself in a frame of mind. He'll feel that if he talks about Shabbos and his Oseik, he's busy with Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he'll feel that the Shabbos is coming upon him. And finally, the last beautiful thought over here is from the Sefer Aruga Sabosa. It says in last week's Parsha, which is speaking about if you damage someone, you have to pay his doctor bills, you have to pay unemployment, you have to pay damage, pain, five things you have to pay. So the Pasuk says, Rak shifta yitain v'rapo yirapo. Simple pshat, pay his unemployment and pay his doctor bills. The Aruga Sabosa, B'derech Drush, homiletic, said that it says in the Gemara, Shabbos himi lizoik urefua kroy v'lovoy. That on Shabbos, we don't make a the Shabbos itself has a power that it heals a person on Shabbos. So the question is, we go through one Shabbos after the other, we have sick people and we don't see them getting better. Why is that? If Shabbos in itself has a power that you don't have to scream to Hashem like you usually. Shabbos he melizik, that's what it means. On Shabbos, you don't have to say Tehillim and scream to Hashem as you usually do, because Shabbos itself heals a person. So why are people not getting better? Why are the same people sick? The answer is, because we're not giving Hashem his Shabbos. We might not be doing Malacha, which is very praiseworthy, of course, but the full Shomer Shabbos, Shabbos Lashem, Lasoy says the Shabbos, to make Shabbos, to focus on spirituality, maybe we're deficient in that. Says the Aruga B'Sabaisim, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Rak Shiftoy Yitay. Shiftoy can mean unemployment, but Shiftoy can mean Shiftoy, his Shabbos. Give Hashem his Shabbos, and then V'rape Yerape, then he'll already cure you. But if you don't give Hashem his Shabbos, that's due to him, then you don't have the guarantee that he's going to cure you on Shabbos. So perhaps, if we're mechazik ourselves in Shabbos, through Shabbos Shkolim, which is Mishkol, we have to weigh, Avram weighed, how much money does he give to Ephron? How much should I give this Rasha for the Kedusha of Moris and Machpelah? He weighed his money, he thought about it. When a person thinks about the relationship between physical and spiritual, and he prepares himself for Shabbos on Friday, as we spoke, and then he gives Hashem his pride. He has physical, you have to have physical, but it's machzis. There's half to Hashem, like we have on Atzeres, on Yontiv, it says Atzeres Lashem Alekecha, and Atzeres Lachem. The Gemara says, yes. How could it be to you and Hashem? Yes. Machzis Lashem, Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem. Half and half. But give Hashem his half. But if a person just has a bagel on Shabbos, a bagel of bread, or a bagel of sleep, and that's his whole Shabbos, so he's missing the Chatzi Lashem. He's missing the Shabbos Lashem Alikecha, and we should be zoiche that all of us should prepare for Shabbos properly and learn the lesson of Shabbos Parsha Shkolim. Yeah, okay. So speaking of